Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Guess what, y'all? It is Friday. Friday. All right. We made it through another week. God bless you. And you know, the time had changed and everything is moving and moving and the weather is breaking and whatnot. But also forget and be mindful of the things around you. And even though people across the nation or the world, they're having their issues, their problems. Pray for them over in Ukraine, and we still pray for the people in the United States, those that haven't gotten the COVID shots, and people are being lackadaisia about these things, but it's your choice. It's no debate. If you don't want to get the shot, you don't get the shot, you know. So that's you. COVID is still here. It's in existence. It's not gone. Even though they have lifted the mandates on things, please be mindful of that. Amen. Amen. My topic today is about good news. And I'm coming from the book of Mark, chapter 16, verses 6 through 7, through the NIV version. Amen, amen. And it reads, "Don't be alarmed," he said. "You are looking for Jesus, the Nazarene, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." Amen, amen. Three women, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome, went to the tomb to anoint Jesus' body. As they walked, they wondered who would roll the stone away from the tomb entrance. Imagine how surprised they were when they arrived at the destination and the stone had already been removed. When the women entered the tomb, they were surprised to see an angel sitting there. He told them not to be afraid, that Jesus has risen, just as he said he would. And they will find him in Galilee, just as he told them. There are times we forget what God has told us. And it's then when we forget God's word, his promises, his miracles, his blessings, that we find ourselves shaking. Fortunately, when fear starts gripping our hearts, we can simply reach for God's word. There, we can confirm what we know and what God has promised. Then we can stand once more unshaken and unafraid. That is my word for Friday, March the 18th, 2022. Hallelujah. God, thank you for your wonderful word. When I'm alone, remind me to reach out for your book. May your good news then keep me steady in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Have a wonderful weekend. Be blessed. talk about the good word. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe. And pray for others as well. God bless you. I'll be back Monday with another word of encouragement. And God bless you. Amen. I'll be back Monday. So have a safe and wonderful weekend. Be blessed in all his ways, for God is the center of your life. And he is the deliverer of all things. Keep that in mind always. And walk in his faith. I got a couple of verses I just want to say real fast. Psalms 32, chapter 32, verse 2. Blessed is the one whose sin the Lord does not count against them, and in whose spirit is no deceit. Amen. Proverbs 11:3, the integrity of the upright guides them, but the crookedness of the treacherous destroys them. Proverbs 11:3, the easy read version. God bless you and have a safe and wonderful weekend. Bye-bye.